Sup, twats. This week on the Best Friends Fancast, we will talk about the Monday episode, Greg Fitzsimmons Needs a Good Cry, Who the Fuck Doesn't? And the Thursday episode, Daniel's Birthday, Baby Gender Reveal, Allison's Self-Tanning. Let's start the show. Fan podcast. I am your host, Lisa Lowry.
And I am your host, Rafael Marquez Castañeda.
Little Rafi, how are you doing?
I'm sleepier than a dog on a summer day under a shady tree.
You're even too tired to have any AKAs again.
See, the thing about the AKAs is, I mean, I love them, but it's hard for me to come up with new ones all the time, especially one every week. And it's always something that either has to do with Hennessy, so it's got to be a guy named Kenny, or it's something Rafer, something or other. So it's kind of tough.
You know, I meant to ask you if we could just change Lil Rafi into Lil Rafiki and just make that stick forever.
Much like David, that would be my last appearance on this show.
So what's new with you? What's going on in your life? Tell me a story.
Well, I went to my second therapy appointment yesterday. I still haven't gotten a bill from this lady, so for all I know, she's charging me $1 million for these 45 minutes.
You didn't talk about price beforehand?
No, because I have insurance, and I was like, I mean, how much could it be, right? But, so, I'm
anywhere
I don't know.
Between $30 and $300 an hour.
Right. I doubt she's the $300 an hour type because she's like, she doesn't have her own office. She has to like...
Does she share it with a check cashing place in like a frozen yogurt place or something?
It's actually at the bathroom of a CVS. But no, after the first appointment, I was like, I don't know if I'm digging this lady. But, you know, the first one, I assume, is always kind of just rough because it's just getting to know you, essentially. But after this one, I was like, oh, maybe she's not so bad. So,
Does
I don't know.
Does she give you a free Botox? it is hard. The first, I guess you can't really judge it on your first visit because there's a lot of things going into it. But if you're feeling good afterwards and you look forward to going back, then I feel like then it's right, right?
I hope so. I feel like this time flew by and I don't know. I'd give her like 4-5-ish, maybe 5 sessions and then I'll like be like, is this working or not? And maybe that's too few. I don't know if people out there have gone to therapy. Joanna, let me know. Am I being too harsh on this lady to just give her 4 sessions? But yeah, if they're costing me, you know, $300, then I don't care. Next time is it, we're done. There's no next time.
The next time is the bridge. It's bridge time. Yeah, I am looking into going back to my therapist. It's been 2 years, I think, since I've seen her. And it's weird when you say 2 years, it's like, fuck, how does the time go by that fast? And you don't make the time for something that's important. Because even though I have to say I do like her and I feel like we do get along, there are some things that I didn't like that I've shared, like I shared on the Mental Illness Happy Hour and I shared with Megan and you guys just about some of the things where it's like, well, we're not diving into this other stuff that I really want to get into. But maybe I can guide it a little bit more, you know, but there are some times where I feel like she's talking about her own problems where I'm like, why is this switching? This is how like my whole life has been with like friends where I go to talk to them and I end up talking to them about their problems. So anyway, I'm going to start going back once the kids go back to school. I'm going to make an ongoing appointment. So it's just like every week I go or every other week or whatever she thinks I need. Every day, whatever, I'm going. It feels good to just talk. I mean, even just talking with you guys feels good. So to have someone that actually knows what they're doing to help me would be very nice. I'm proud of you, little Rafiki, is what I'm trying to say.
thanks. I mean, self-improvement, it seems like this was the easiest way to go.
Oh, Jesus.
It requires a little effort on my part.
Well, actually, no. I mean, it's a lot. So taking the steps to do all of it is a lot. So it's good that you're doing something for yourself. It's sometimes hard to say. It seems selfish or whatever if you want to try and do something for yourself. But, I mean, you're the only you have. So you got to use it wisely.
I think that was on a poster in her office, actually.
Was there like a kitty hanging by a branch or whatever?
It was me. I'm going to edit that out. Oh, that's a mirror.
Shit. Oh, my gosh. Oh, sorry about yelling right into the mic on that one. So, do you want to know how my week's going, little Rafiki?
I sure do.
Okay, how about if I tell you? All right, so Saturday, it's my daughter's birthday this week, okay, on Monday. But with summer birthdays, everyone out there that knows summer birthdays, I think they were talking about that. Daniel was talking about that. You get kind of ripped off because you don't get to celebrate it during school and then you kind of miss out. But we've made it so, you know, our kids have been baptized, so they have baptism birthdays. So she gets to celebrate that at school. So it's been kind of fun. But in the summertime, everyone's on vacation. Everyone's going in different places. So we try to like make it fun and celebrate for her. So last Saturday, we had a little get together with the neighbors at Larry's house. You guys know Larry. He's been on the show now. And our next door neighbor, I'm just going to go ahead and say his name. If he listens to this, fuck it. His name is Rick. When he gets wasted, which is every single time, he becomes Train Rick. And he was feeling up everybody, groping on people, insulting my friends that were there, insulting Larry's new girlfriend. He proceeded to like go home and pee in his front yard. And then he went inside and came out and let me back it up. He was at the party too, and he was sitting, they made some pickled eggs. So he was sitting in the middle of the party, just like chowing down on these homemade pickled eggs. He goes home and he comes out the front door, and I'm looking at across the room, like, what is he doing? I'm trying to like focus on it. He's projectile vomiting said pickled eggs all over the front yard. I was like, this is a 12-year-old's birthday. Can we like keep it together for 2 seconds? So there's that.
So how long have you known this Rick fellow?
Okay, I've lived here for 6 years. He was the first person to come sort of say, you know, welcome to the neighborhood. He probably the first month that we lived here, he got the nickname Mr. McFeely.
Oh, so the red flags were up early and often.
The red flags are up. We all have stories, and he's usually the one. He's like the butt of the joke. Like every single get together, he's the one that's falling every single time. He eats shit pretty hard. He's not a small guy either. He's like pretty big. He's overweight and just like he's the loud white guy. You know what I mean? Like every single like bar has one, every neighborhood has one. He's just like that guy. And he also has two little wiener dogs that are little pieces of shit. He lets them shit in our yard. I think I've shared that story before, where after like years we just started throwing it back onto their yard or like putting it on their doorstep so they could track it through the house.
Wait, does he have a wife?
He does, and we call her Debbie Downer because she's on Downers and her name is Debbie. But I think we all think that she just takes a lot of pills to cope with him, but she was also missing that day. Not missing. She was at like her school's like 40th reunion or whatever. So when she's gone is when he starts doing this.
Ah, I see.
He used to just like go drink from everybody's liquor cabinets. He had like everything stationed. He's made this neighborhood his own like playground of like getting drunk wherever he needs to. And he pushes the limit where he like fills up guys. He's inappropriate with girls. He's just like, he'll push it just to the limit where you're like, dude, we have to live with it because we live next to you. And we all kind of like take a certain amount that we really shouldn't. And this party, he just went beyond where everyone's mad at him. And there's another big party this weekend for other birthdays. And he's supposed to go. So I'm curious to see how that goes. But I am going to have my mouth on, let me tell you. I can't wait. Oh, I don't know if his wife knows of any of this stuff. He was hosing off the barf before she got home. So I don't know what she knows. But anyway, she's a pill popper. She has to be. She's just like, oh.
You know, not to victim blame, but I feel like you're all enabling this behavior by putting up with it.
We have been, and that's exactly what I was saying yesterday to everybody, because I stopped inviting him places, but then he gets his underwear all in a bunch. Well, how come I didn't know about this party? I'm like, I don't know, because you weren't invited. But now we all have to get on the same page is the problem. We've all put up with way too much. He's licked my mom's foot before, okay? This is how far he's got. We decided we're going to come up with a new... We have shirts for the neighborhood that say Larry's Tavern, because that's where we all hang out. And we're thinking about getting shirts that say Train Rick, hashtag me too.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Anyways, that's... The whole neighborhood is just... It's weird. And then our next door neighbor on the other side, 2 days after this, his wife died. So now... Like, there's just, like, a weird, like, creepiness from one side, and then now a super sadness on the other side. Just, ugh, this week has been so weird. And then California is fucking on fire again, and stupid fucking arsonist, and it's hot as shit, and so it's, like, red dawn. Everything's just, like, a gross glow. Last night we went across the street to our neighbors just to their front yard, and we looked across at our house. And behind, you could see flames on the hills. Like, you could see the flames from where our house is. So, it's just, like, interesting. The vibe is interesting.
I mean...
So, you should move here, little Rafiki.
God damn it, Lisa. Yeah.
I'm not gonna
stop. The world is going to hell in a handbasket, and apparently the epicenter is there in Orange, California.
It's so true. All right, let's start on a let's change this to a positive note. Do you have any shout outs, Lil Rafi? Lil Rafiki, sorry.
God damn it, Lisa. Yes, I'm gonna mute every time you say that, actually. I just realized that.
Especially
because
you're gonna get to edit. You're editing this time, so.
Yeah, shout outs. Just a couple. Bex, who has been mentioned before, she's been having a lot of JMO's Red. And also Nina Hartley, like, both of them have been, like, 3-4 weeks straight, it feels like. So shout out to them. They probably don't listen to this, but, still, I think it's good to have some new JMOs, from new people.
I agree. I think Bex needs to have the chance to voice, her side of the story, because I feel like she got Fitzdogged. And that's always hard when your JMO gets kind of ripped apart a tiny bit and you're like, wait. maybe these celebrities don't remember what it's like to not be celebrities. And when someone is a celebrity that follows you, it's exciting. I'm sorry. Our pathetic lives are made fulfilled by you higher people.
Save it for the JMO chat
later, Lisa.
Sorry,
you're right.
And shout out to Lauren Kelly for sending me a box full of tasty cakes and candies and peanut chews and a stuffed cat.
She's the fucking best.
Agreed.
All right. Is that the end of your shout outs?
Yes.
All right. I would like to shout out Brittany. Brittany, I love you. Thank you for chatting with me this week. It made me feel better. I definitely want to... make a trip out to see you. Make a trip? Oh, fuck it. Anyway, I miss you. Love you. Shout out to Megan. I love you. I am so glad that people are donating tons of money towards getting you better, because you deserve it and we love you. And also shout out to Demian. I was just curious how your life is going and how your wife is doing. And I've just been thinking about you. So this is a good time to say we're going to have a group recording in March. At my house the weekend of March 9th, and we're going to all try and go to the junk show. So, Demian, if you can make it down, that would be really awesome. Could I have more moist mouth noises, please? I think that's it. Shall we talk about Monday?
Let's do it.
All right. Greg Fitzsimmons. I like when he's on, and I always think, like, what else can he talk about? But there's always more. And... It sounds like he's going through a lot of shit in his neck of the woods as well. Having your father-in-law die and the whole, especially not being home for your wife when she's going through such a horrible time, that whole situation just sounded super stressful. My heart goes out to him and his wife, because that's just a hard thing. Also, when your relationship with your dad is kind of, I don't even know if it's strained. He was just kind of a larger than life person. So I think there was a lot of probably different relationships between everybody. But either way, it's hard. But it sounds like her family sounds like an amazing family to be a part of.
Yeah, they mentioned, does anyone have a not, you know, weird relationship with their family? And I know for sure I have a strange relationship with my dad. How about you, Lisa?
You know, it's gotten so much better. There's no way I'm ever going to get the dad that I wanted to have. Magic doesn't occur in those kinds of relationships, but I feel like the relationship we have is what he can give and it's what I can get, because there's no way that I could even receive, like, if he all of a sudden became like Father of the Year, I'd be like, I'm uncomfortable. I don't know what this is. But yeah, it's strained, but I think having the kids brought he and I back together so that he's in their lives. He lives in Texas. I mean, he can't really be in their lives as much as, say, my mom or my husband's parents, how they're like in my kids' lives a lot, and you know their relationship has grown a lot. So it's the whole dynamic is weird. I don't talk to my mom's family at all, and that's a huge family that I was one of the best families to grow up in until you saw the reality you saw behind the curtain. So once everyone starts dying, it's going to be very an awkward situation to decide what funerals I'll be going to, or if any. That's one of the things I talked about in therapy the last time I was there. You just have to make a decision. Are you going to go to these things or not? You know? So that's going to be weird. But yeah. Apparently, you're my therapist.
We are all your therapists.
That's so true. Have you heard of this organic burial? Is this just like a California thing? Or probably like I'm sure Oregon and Washington get in on this, but it sounds interesting.
Yeah, you know, I've thought about that, because I feel like if I die, I just want to be disposed of as quickly and economically as possible.
Trash chute.
But I feel like you can't just go, you know, putting a body into a garbage can, right? You can't just take them to the dump. So,
I mean, but depending on what country you live in, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, well, so this seems like a viable option, but like maybe I can just, if I die, you guys can just, you know, ship me out to California and just dump me in the ocean. I don't know.
What was you in the East River? I think that I like the idea of organic burial. I like the idea that my dead body is not polluting the earth. I think that's nice. I don't know if I need a bunch of like hippy dippy pomp and circumstance, but I like the idea of it.
So when you die, should we put you in a Folgers can or?
Yeah. Throw me off a cliff and let me blow back into Big Lebowski's face. Okay. So Greg, that was like two references that just collided. Greg Fitzsimmons is a crier. I could not feel more the opposite of this. But I'm not one of these people that's afraid to show. I just can't feel. And I think once I scratch the surface of feeling, I'm going to be like a puddle of a mess. But this cry spa sounds right up my alley. I don't need someone to say they're there. I need someone to play like Cats in the Cradle and just like show me pictures of like fathers and daughters or something. And I'll just be like, oh my God. What do you think about this cry spa?
I think it's completely unnecessary, but it's an interesting idea. But man, Lisa, me and you are like so similar, because one of the things that will get me teary is anything that has to do with like families being together. So like I was watching the movie Coco, Pixar movie. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's good. And it's like all about family and like death and whatnot. So watching it, I was just like, oh my God. And, well, the thing is, also, if I cry, it's like literally one, maybe on a rare occasion, like two tears. That's it.
It's my like, eyes get watery.
Yes, my eyes will get watery, but like actual overflow tears, one or two at the max. And then it's over in like, you know, 20 seconds. So
yes, with our neighbor's wife passing away, and I haven't been able to go over and talk to him yet, but just see him walking down the street and look, he just kind of stopped and was looking, he was walking the dog and he came home. He was looking up at the house and I'm just witnessing him like looking at his house. I'm like, oh God, like that's when I started getting teary. I'm like, okay, I can feel sadness for other people. It's just my own. I'm like, nope, it's not coming out. But yeah, you don't squeeze tears out. I did over in Washington. I definitely had a good cry. It was like, as much as like it doesn't feel good, it also feels great to just be able to cry. That was one of the first things when I went to therapy. She was like, what do you want to get out of this? I said, I want to feel. I want to be able to feel again. I want to be able to cry and not be an insane person crying over every little thing. Like you said, hot dogs falling or whatever. Like, actually, like being able to cry and be in touch with my feelings is what I need. So a cry spa, I mean, just be like Hallmark commercials and you and I could just sit there and just like bawl.
Also, another thing I told my therapist, she was saying like, what are some issues I have or something like that. And I told her, I don't feel anything. I feel numb and just dead inside. So we are, I've said it before, we're the same person, Lisa.
I agree. Just add a Seinfeld episode and that's our life.
Yeah, what is this salty discharge?
It truly is. Oh, I love Elaine's expression. Oh God. Oh God. So this is a good time to talk about depression and mental health. And it's so, you know, it's so strange. It's something that used to be so taboo to talk about, or it's mental health is such a hard thing because when people have illnesses, they don't always know it because your brain is telling you that you're fine and everybody else is wrong. And there's so many layers where I've had depression before. I know that I've gone through probably a couple of nervous breakdowns. But what's different from my depression from other people who are depressives, which is something I never thought about, people that are just naturally depressed by life, or just they're just born that way. I don't have that. My depression comes on from other people making me depressed. The other time was also postpartum depression, which is something I never really thought it was. I was just like, well, here I go. I'm having another nervous breakdown, but it was just, it's a serious feeling when you're just like, you feel like there's a cloud following you and a heaviness that you can't get out from under. And I just can't imagine living like that just naturally. It's just, anyways, how do you feel about all this?
What you just said about the cloud reminds me. So when I think of some of my favorite rap lyrics, don't you laugh, Lisa.
I actually got a tissue in case I needed to cry.
I think of these two lyrics that I feel like I relate to so much, and I will insert them here, but I'll say them for you because, you know, you don't know the songs. One of them is a Notorious B.I.G. song.
When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell.
And another one is Nas saying,
I need a new nigga for this black cloud to follow. Cause while it's over me, it's too dark to see tomorrow.
And I feel like those two things right there, they say more about me than I ever could. So maybe I should just take these CDs to my therapist and just play these lyrics on a loop.
She's like, oh my God.
She's like,
she just tries to help you get your coat off. That's all she cares about the whole time.
Yeah, if only my mother was paying for my sessions.
Oh my God. Oh.
How about this? Yes. You stink.
The way you said it, it sounded like you're telling me I smell. How about this? You stink.
Oh, I thought I was acting it out perfectly in my head.
Oh, you probably were. I think I just heard it. Oh, yeah, I know. How about this? You stink.
How about this? You stink.
It's just not for me. Okay. Sorry. So, speaking of postpartum depression, I don't know when they recorded this. This was when I think Allison was just freshly pregnant. They're talking about the whole, like, growing a person thing. And I know, really, you probably shouldn't read any kind of message boards when someone's talking about being pregnant or having a baby, because people are like, fuck you, like, pretty much jack-off motion. Everybody does it every day. Yes, we do it every single day. These women, it's something that's happening all the time, but it's when you really think about the fact that you're growing a person inside of you and that you're just expected to just be normal in life is such a crazy thing, because there's so much pressure. When you are pregnant, you're like, oh fuck, you feel like you just want to sleep the whole time. You don't feel like you should be allowed to. You feel like, oh, I'm being lazy. But all of your energy is going into creating a human being, and it's so like almost like not looked down on, but it's like, yeah, whatever. So you're pregnant, big deal, like whoop-de-doo. But it really is something major. And I feel like I think moms or pregnant women don't really get their, and maybe it's just my perspective, but they don't really get their, what they need. I think like we're still animals that still need to be taken care of, but I feel like you have to be like a robot.
Yeah, there should be like,
ooh, a cry spot. It should be a pregnancy spot.
I was thinking instead of like one of these useless holidays like Arbor Day or Flag Day.
Excuse me, Flag Day was started by the Elks. So I take offense to that. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, sorry.
I think there should be like some kind of like pregnant lady day where if you're a pregnant lady, you get, I don't know, a special day off or something. I don't know. I haven't thought this through.
That's a great idea. No, that's good. It's a good start. Hey.
But it's something that I've thought about, because it's like guys have, there's like so many things that we don't have to deal with that women do. And I think about it, like when I'm like super fucking hungover, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to move. I want to like sleep, lie down, and maybe eat something. That's it. And I can't imagine being essentially like hungover for 9 months and having to go on and like work and live my life and just be a normal human around people and not like, you know, snap at everyone. It's damn near impossible.
It really is. So you have to be pretty strong to be able to deal with it. But you, like you said, you are kind of forced though, because people kind of have like a different standard where it's like, yeah, so what? Also getting your period every month. Everyone's just supposed to like walk it off, and it fucking sucks. But half of the human population has to deal with it. So it's kind of like, eh, whatever. But also I don't want like a pity party or like whatever, but there should be a little bit more respect as far as like, yeah, it sucks. But also women don't need to take that power and be like assholes about it either.
Yeah. No one likes a bossy pregnant lady.
Especially if you, okay, nope. We don't need to go down every Seinfeld Avenue, do we? Or do we?
I mean,
we probably should. Okay, Greg Fitzsimmons having a garage sale. First of all, moving sucks, but having a garage, I was like, you know how much I love garage sales. And having them. if I went to his garage sale, that'd be amazing. And I hope Allison has one and posts something about it, because I would totally go to that. Not that she wants us rifling through her shit, but we'll actually buy her shit. She doesn't have to donate it at all. She can make some money.
Okay, on the re-listen, I re-listened this morning, and Greg said, oh, I could probably make a grand this weekend. And he said, but is it worth it for the 3 hours of whatever? And I was like, you fucking Hollywood elite.
Yes! $1,000? What kind of garage sale? I'm lucky. I've made like 400. I'm excited. Maybe 700. And it's 3 days and it's hard. But like, what? He's complaining about, is $1,000 worth it? Yes, it fucking
people,
is.
Yeah, people will literally kill for $1,000.
Yes.
So I just thought that comment was like, he's a bit out of touch, but hey. I mean, it's understandable for him, but for a lot of people, 3 hours of work for $1,000?
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, what else can you do for 3 hours and get $1,000? Okay. Let's see. Oh, speaking of that, have you ever had a three-way?
No. One time I asked my friend, I was like, hypothetical question. What if one day we meet some gal and she's like into the three-way, but it's the two of us.
Right.
And he said, absolutely not. And although I would not go through with it, I was slightly offended.
I would be too. But guys are weird. You have to get, like, you have to find a real freak of a friend to do that with.
Well, I mean, not only that, but I'd have to get new friends. I'd have to get orgy friends. I'd have to buy new clothes.
Oh, yes. So, I guess we should move on to some kernels.
Yeah, I was not even going to bother asking you because, I mean, we all know the answer.
I've known some freaky guys. They're cool. They're cool with it. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, kernels.
Oh, and I stood there and looked at it with consternation. I'm not bending down for that. I was also tired, and then I thought, okay, well, factor into this how excited somebody will be. There's some value in that. I could use that as my excuse. And I turned, and I was driving my car howling, laughing. It was in my head. You're talking about morning sickness? Or how many guys have gotten a black eye by ordering that, and then, like, their wife starts giving them a hard time, and they pull it out, and just, they taste differently? I don't remember them tasting different. It would make sense that they do. I don't even get a mini bike. I wish for, like, 8 years in a row. I got a little confetti in my eye. Don't let the math get you caught up. You can make yourself crazy, even if you're doing good.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Lisa.
Is that your Jeff impression? Is that like Bill Clinton and Colonel Jeff mixed together?
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, you asshole. You're going to edit it out. No, I'm just going to be saying all this stuff for no reason. All right. Thursday then?
Sure.
All right. We were her little chocolate coconut truffles sent in by Aaron Hollum on Patreon. Shit. There's something I want to talk about with Patreon. Support Allison. Go support her on Patreon. Apparently she's got like how many over like 500 supporters there.
She said over 600.
That's so cool. That's really awesome. And you know what, she really does do a lot of she really does do a lot of extra stuff as far as all the bonus episodes and the now she's doing the Patreon people get to send in their questions first for the Monday guest, and I think that's another cool perk. If it's someone you know, you know?
Yeah, and like she mentioned, the never-before-heard Gal Chat episode was released recently. I think this Monday, this past Monday. And I know I, for one, have been hassling her about releasing this episode for some time now, and I'm glad it's finally out there.
Have you listened to it yet?
Of course.
Oh, I have not. But I did last night turn on the Jordan Morris bonus app to listen to that. And he's a good guest. He's a good talker.
Yeah, he is.
Funny.
Never mind.
I had a weird dream about him the other night.
Go on.
I don't really remember what it was about.
Yeah. Was he was he in a freezer?
No, he was in a subway. He was frozen in a subway tunnel. Okay. That's a story from Christmas past. So, how much money is enough for you to burn the calories to bend over to get it? Like, what's too little? What's too much? What are you leaving on the ground?
I'll leave a penny on the ground. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't drop dimes, so I don't pick them up.
No!
Anything else, I say go for it.
Yeah. If it's paper, I'm picking it up. If it's change, it depends. If I get handed a handful of change, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if this was a Carolla thing or an Allison thing on one of either show, that it was said the change, I don't think they said bukkake, but like the, because I hate that stupid word, but like where they give you the change and they just like throw it at you, basically, like just jizz into your hand with cash and change. Do you know what I'm saying? Or are you just going to let me fumble through fucking sentences?
Both.
When they hand me my change, if I drop any of it, I'm not bending over to get it then, because I want to get the fuck out of there, and I'm not going to bend over for even a quarter. Like, nope, I'm out. Just whatever. And people are like, oh, you dropped change. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't want to be like, oh, I'm too good for that quarter, but like, I'm not bending over in front of everyone where everyone is basically sitting there waiting for me to get my fucking ass out of the way. But yeah, pennies, I don't pick those up. If I'm sweeping up, like cleaning the house, and there's a dime or a nickel, I'll just throw it away. I don't want to dig it out of the dirt. I just don't. But if it's in the laundry, I will keep it.
One of my favorite things is if you've ever like got like some old shitty car off of Craigslist or whatever, and like you start going through it and cleaning it out, and like you find a bunch of coins in the ashtray, it's kind of like score.
Yes.
I for sure have dropped coins and just kept on walking, but I feel like if I'm already at a standstill and I look down and there's like a quarter, I'll pick it up. But I'm not like, you know, I'm not going to pounce on it if I see someone eyeing it.
Especially if you're waiting in line to see some crazy clown. Okay. So Allison and Daniel went out. By the way, happy birthday, Daniel. Not by the way, but by the way. They went out for his dinner. A couple of things. It sounds like this place sucked, but we may have to go to it because it's Allison related. It's the Cliff's Edge. Never heard of it. We'll have to go to that. Going at 9 p.m. is a problem. I don't know why people go out to dinner at 9 p.m. Maybe it's a sitter situation, but also I'm available for that. But feeling old around a group of people, like if you're in a different stage of life and you come in and you're a fish out of water, it is very eye-opening, because I think we all surround ourselves with people like ourselves. And when you're in a place where you don't feel like you belong, or people are just totally and on a different level in a different zone, it's just kind of, it doesn't feel good.
You know, I think 9 is actually a great time to go to a like a fancy dinner place, because everyone tries to get their reservation for like 7. So by like 9...
I do 5. I fucking
Well, yeah. I mean, either way, off like the off-peak hours, yes, are the, yes, best, because you're going to get slightly better service, I feel like, mm-hmm, and the food will probably be better because they're not in a rush in the kitchen as much. So I feel like it's wise to go a little earlier or a little dinner or a little later than you want to go to dinner.
Yeah, I agree.
But that said, yeah, this
9,
place
when you're old, though, when you're used to going to sleep at whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But you could take a nap before you go. It'll be fine.
Oof, God, naps. Well, she can take naps. Yeah, you're right. What was I going to say? Shoot. Sugar. Shasta.
Were you going to talk about his cake? Because I wanted to talk about this for a minute.
Let's talk about the cake. What do you want to say about it?
Well, what I wanted to say is that he said, unless you want to cut it, Mom, or something like that. And I thought he was talking to Allison, and I thought it was cute. But then it turns out his actual mom was in the room, and I was like, oh. Well, now I feel silly.
I had that split second as well, and then I thought, oh, she's in the room, but she didn't say hi or anything. Also, you're recording a show, and your mom's in the room. That feels weird. But, yeah, I don't want cheesecake to come back into the mix. It's overrated, so I want to stop talking about it. Although, not stop talking about it, I want people to stop eating it because it's gross. The picture of it looked delicious, though, except for Allison's piece looked really sad. And she posted these pictures on Patreon. So if you're not supporting her on Patreon, you're missing out on some great pictures.
Yeah, you missed out on a mushed up slice of cheesecake. Bruised by Dawn, I think, tweeted a picture of a Japanese cheesecake. And now I got to get me some of that. I don't even care too much about cheesecake, but it's Japanese and it looks weird.
Is it rice flavored?
He showed was the box, but I was like, where can I find this? I need to know.
Okay, so for the group recording in March, I think we need to have that as well, along with the buttered Pop-Tarts. So that's going to be a thing. Yes. I guess, I don't know. Cheesecake is one of these things where I'm like, it's overrated. I never want it. I take a bite and I'm like, okay, it's better than I remembered, but I can have like two bites and I'm done. And it's hard to have that as a dessert because dinner is so much better than dessert. So I'd rather eat dinner.
Tell me about it.
And lunch, am I right? I mean.
Hey, by the way, why is there no leper or linger?
Yeah, that's a shame. I need to start watching Seinfeld again. I don't watch it because I don't watch cable. So you have to like actually purposely watch it. But every vacation this summer has been like, Seinfeld's on, sweet. Just leave that puppy on all weekend. We don't need to go out and do anything. Let's just watch Seinfeld. So Allison finally revealed the baby's gender, and I still think Eli would be a great name. I'm loving the name suggestions on the Best Friends Fancast group. I think Trice had some real winners.
Oh, yeah. Trice had a great name that I'm keeping for my own child, which I will not repeat here, so none of you take it.
Just join I almost said the name. I just joined the Facebook group, and then you can see and steal said name. I think Mache was pretty great, and what was some other ones that were hilarious? I can't even remember. It sounded like he was literally like in an office, and he's like, filing cabinet, oversized sunglasses. These are all the things I'm seeing.
Ooh, what about Staple?
Ooh, interesting. Staple Quants.
Yes.
You have to say it like that, too. Anyway, I'm excited for them. It's very cool. I know they're a little bit disappointed. When I was first starting to have kids, I wanted to repeat what my brother and I were exactly. So I was born first. He was second. We're 13 months apart. I really wanted to replicate that because he and I were such best friends growing up. And I feel like for some reason it was going to happen for me that way. If you do it exactly the same, nothing's ever like that. But I had a boy first and I was slightly disappointed. But now I'm so glad it happened that way because I always wanted to have a big brother. And I think that would be even cooler to have a boy. And then, of course, we got lucky and had both, which I used to always want to have four boys because that's what I wanted. But then having both is totally different experiences, and it's a new, I can't imagine not having a girl now, obviously, but it's just, it's very, very cool. And I understand where Allison is coming from, and I hope she doesn't get hate for that or whatever, because she's just honest about her feelings.
Yeah. I was going to ask because you have the perfect pair of children that is. But yeah,
old John and Nick Turturro. Oh yes, my kids.
I forget what I was gonna ask, but I guess you already talked about it.
Oh my gosh, that is the best segue because Allison's sponsor, Third Love Bra, I heard it the first time a few months ago, whenever she started, and I'm like, I need to just finally get a bra that fits. So literally yesterday while I'm listening to the show, I'm like, I'm going on and I'm ordering myself a bra using the code Allison. And so I ordered myself one. So Kara in Australia will be very excited to know I may have a fitting bra soon. And John and Nick will be happy too.
I forgot. I can't even think straight right now.
All right, let's talk about something uncomfortable. Periods. So I feel so bad for... See, Allison wanted to have a girl because she wanted to deal with the whole period thing with her daughter. That's the thing I'm fearing right now, is having the proper conversation that's not going to scar my daughter's brain. But I want to be there for her because I had to figure it out on my own. And when Renee said she had to deal with her period solo, I thought, oh God, it's the worst. But she actually did have guidance. Her mom told her some things, but then she had to figure it out on her own. But going straight to tampons, not starting with pads, that blows my mind that you're even doing that. Renee Colvert. Whew. But I had to figure everything out on my own. It was just like, everything, just literally everything. It was so confusing and whatever. You only hear things, you basically read stuff in Beverly Cleary books or Judy Blume or whatever the Margaret book is. Are you there, God? It's me, Lisa. What the fuck is happening? Or from like after school specials where they barely hint at stuff, or the stupid movie that they show you in fifth grade where Molly Ringwald's telling you you're going to become a woman. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. None of it's helping me. But yeah, it's another thing that you've not had to deal with. little Rafiki.
Tell me about it. Yeah,
I'll tell you once a month. How about that? I'm just kidding.
The only thing I wanted to mention during this part was that she said something like, Renee said something like she had to figure it out and splayed on the bathroom floor or something like that. And I was like, dear God, she was doing it wrong.
Everything. I'm just literally picturing her doing all this and just horrified by everything about it. Yeah. Trying to figure that part out. I didn't even know there was another hole there for her. Until I read some tampon packages when I was like, I don't even know how old. I'm like, oh. Oh my God. Okay. So, right. Really quick, let's just switch back to Daniel's birthday, because at this restaurant, he said he saw that Western wear is coming back. I feel like it's come back so many times, but I feel like in my life with my group of friends, it's never been out. But I don't know what kind of... He said not rhinestone cowboy, but I don't think it's actual Western wear like poor David's wearing. I feel like Colorado did not get the pass, by the way, if you heard from Daniel. They're not allowed to wear Western wear in their daily life. How do you feel about Western wear?
You know, it's... I like the look of it, but I can't do it myself. There's a great Western wear store in downtown Denver. And they have these like fucking awesome shirts, and I would love to go in there and fucking play dress up, but I don't think I can pull it off. I'm not an authentic cowboy, so therefore I don't wear it, but I would love to. And I think Colorado, absolutely. There are so many states that should get a pass.
Oh, yeah.
And like, even in Mexico, I mean, you could wear that shit and fit right in.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly. I was like, nope, not going to get racist on this one. So, yeah, I feel like I love Western wear. I rarely wear it. I do have boots that I wear sometimes. I do have a hat, but I only wear it maybe if I'm going fishing or something. I don't think there's or let's see, did I wear it at Tombstone? No, I don't know. Anyway, I can't really pull it off as well either. And I think I agree. I like the what was the fake cowboy, the 50s cowboy they're talking about that I can't think of right now. Not Howdy Doody, because that's a puppet.
Roy Rogers.
Yes, Roy Rogers. That whole look, that, now that, I can get behind a guy in an outfit like that. Let me tell you. Just add a little slide guitar. Woo-wee! All right. Sorry. Yeehaw, actually, is what I should say. Okay.
I got two great new drops.
Fuck! Okay, so more talking about the birthday thing. They wanted to do, like, a birthday go-around, and, of course, like, David put the brakes on pretty much right away, even though Renee was, like, automatically, like, September or whatever. But I guess I don't really understand this whole thing, and I feel like people that are anti-birthday are people that are maybe calling even more attention to themselves. When they make such a big deal about not saying their birthday, I feel like you're getting more talk about it and attention, and I feel like, just say your birthday. If you think it's not that special, then just fucking say it.
Yeah, I had a friend who would never tell us his birthday. We just knew it was like at the end of November, but we didn't know the exact day. And it's like, what are you, 5 years old? Just fucking tell us.
And I'm not one that loves my birthday necessarily. I do like to celebrate it because, as I've said before, not everyone has birthdays. Everyone says, well, everyone's got a birthday. And it's like, no, people who are dead don't. So I like to celebrate that I'm alive still. Also, maybe being a mom, when you have a baby, like, that day is so special to a mom. So for you to poo-poo it is also like a middle finger to your mom. So let's just say our birthdays. Stop being childish. So just say, I don't want any presents, but my birthday is this day. I don't celebrate it, but it's this day. Big deal. I'm a J-dub. Whatever. I'm not going to tell you what that means.
I know what it means.
Damn it. I dated one of them. Oof. Rough. It was a rough go-round.
Was it Michael Jackson?
It was! Man, I was hooked on that Jesus juice, let me tell you. So, another thing that people have to complain about. First of all, we used to complain about not enough TV and the shitty program. Now there's too much TV, and I feel like we're spoiled to even complain about it. Like, yeah, then just don't watch it, I guess, but, like, you're missing out on some good stuff. Have you watched GLOW?
No, but Rachel,
what is it about?
Rachel, it's the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Okay, I totally really thought that's what it was.
And it's like
for real.
Yeah,
it's
like a show about that. And I guess it's like a retelling of some of their history. And
well, that's why I never wanted to watch it. I'm like, is it just those lame wrestlers, but in girl form?
I mean, it's everyone talks about it very highly. I'm not into it. But I know Rachel watched it, and I think she liked it.
Okay. Are you watching any new shows at all? Like, not new as in that's new to the world, but, like, new to you that you're just starting to watch?
Absolutely not. I don't watch much of anything. I do watch stuff on YouTube, but I wouldn't really call those, like, shows, so no.
Yeah, me either. I wouldn't call them that. I watched Girl Boss. It's funny because I put it on my list and I didn't really realize that it was the Sophia Amoroso, whatever her name is, kind of based on her life show. It was suggested on Netflix. I'm like, okay, I'll add this to the mix. And it took me forever to watch it. I started watching it. I really like it a lot. And it's crazy to me when I'm watching, I'm like, oh my God, I did all of the same things that she was doing, but like 5 years before, and I'm not a fucking millionaire. How did she do this? It's kind of crazy to me. She does seem like a giant bitch, but it was a good show to watch.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like David, I just feel like, even like with Game of Thrones or like Westworld, it's like, once it's over, I'm like, I don't give a shit anymore. There are so many shows where I'm like, oh, I have like a few more episodes in that season, or like, oh, I haven't seen the last couple seasons. And you know what? My life went on and I've completely forgotten about it. So it's like, what are we really doing with this shit? You know, nothing.
I agree. And I feel the same way with the internet, how Allison was putting it out there. Is the internet bad? with anything, if you misuse it, then it can be bad for you. It should not be in the, like, cheesecake in the wrong hands. It's bad for you. Like, I could leave cheesecake in my fridge literally forever and not touch it. But then if it's like a burrito, it's going to be gone. But it's just with TV, for a time, I was like, okay, I binged that. I need to binge something else. I need something new. I, a lot of times, will just have, like, I'll watch something and then I'll just let it settle. And, like, then I'll have some filler TV to be on, like a cooking show or something where it's not really, I'm not super invested. But I do like to binge and get into something. But then I do feel kind of lost after I've done it all. I'm like, no, it's over. So, yeah, maybe I misuse it a little bit. But speaking of that, I think I have a new crush on somebody. I was watching, you're all great, someone new. Worst Cooks in America, which it's just, like I said, it's another filler show, but it happened to be the celebrity one that Mindy Cohn's on. So I'm like, oh, this is cool. It's cool because I got to hear her talk about the backstory of it when she was on Allison's show. So it was kind of like nice to see it. But then I didn't realize that John Henson's also on the show. And I'm like, huh, I think I have a little something for him now.
I mean, he's a good-looking guy, and I know how much you love strange back tattoos.
Yeah. So, also, Renee Colvert, did we know she's a personal trainer, and can I hire her? Renee, if you're listening, can I hire you? Do you travel? What's the scoop? I want you to whip me into shape. I need someone to yell at me.
I know I knew that, but I don't know if everyone knows that. She must have talked about it on her Patreon episode or something, but yes, I knew that she was.
Okay. I think she would be awesome. Although I could see us ending up at like bottomless mimosa brunch instead of... Because she just seems like a cool chick to hang out with. Okay. You just stopped at bottomless, didn't you? You're still thinking about her splayed.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Lisa. I think we should move on to JMOs.
All right, let's do that. So, did you pick a JMO?
I did not, but ooh, there are several that you could mention that I could talk about.
Okay, let me actually, since I didn't write it down once again, let me just quickly see if I can find it. Okay, I don't know who sent it in. Wait, let me see. What was it? I swear it was this. Anyways, somebody sent in a JMO that said, after they swat at a fly and they miss it, it like doubles back in their face, like as, like pretty much like, haha, fuck you. But then they started, this is on Monday, so Greg Fitzsimmons started talking about his ability to get flies out. And I know, you know I'm the fly whisperer, so I was just like, he knows, he gets it.
Yeah, I forget exactly who wrote it in, but it was something like when they try to swat a fly and miss, it does a few victory laps to mock them.
Yes, victory, let me type that.
Yes, and I thought the same thing. I was like, hey, that's Lisa's technique.
Except for they missed. Sorry, whoever sent it in. But yeah, Greg Fitzsimmons does the light trick that I do, which is easy one. But then if it's daylight, you have to do a waving technique because you have to trick all of their eyes. Okay? This will come into handy in dandy. This will come in handy for summertime because it's fly season. Not in my house because we have to have all the windows closed because it's fucking hot as fuck here. Okay. I'm testy. I'm starting to sweat. I think we should end the show on me being testes sweat. Sweaty testes. Oh my God. Yeah. All right. So if you want sweaty testes and you want to be on this show, email bffancast@gmail.com. Follow the show on Twitter @bffancast. Follow me @JMOsAndBFFs. Lil Rafi, where the fuck can we find you?
You can find me at RMC Guitars or in the Facebook group or at home.
Snoozeroo. Yeah, I also donate to Superfan Megan's GoFundMe. I've posted it on Facebook in a couple of places. I have it pinned at BFF, I think on the BF Fancast page on Twitter. And yeah, let's help her. Let's show her some much needed love. BFFs, fucking love you. Thank you and good night.
Just don't, but a show that you know she's worth your